So this is another Brentwood in Business conversation. On the phone right now, I've actually got Faye, who's from Prodigy in Brentwood. Morning, Faye.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. Yourself?
Yes, all the better for speaking to you. Now, Faye, you're with Prodigy. Tell me a little bit about Prodigy, because I haven't seen it there.
Right, so Prodigy is a designer menswear shop based just outside the Baytree Centre in Brentwood. We opened up just almost eight weeks ago now. Still trying to obviously get the word out there to people that we're there. We currently stock six designer brands, and that will grow as we go along and speak to our customers and see what they're actually looking for.
So this is a very strange time to open a shop. What made you open a shop at this particular time after lockdown?
I worked in the city for 20 years, including 10 of those years in my own business, a completely different industry. And I felt it was time for a career change and a new business venture. And I wanted that business venture to be close to home because I live in Brentwood. And with that in mind, I thought about what was missing in my life in terms of having two sons and a husband. And it was always an annoyance for me to have to travel to Lakeside or Romford to get something nice for them, really.
Oh, so you was pushed by your sons in your life to open up this shop, so it wasn't something that you would fit a gap in the people in Brentwood?
Yeah, I think absolutely. The menswear in Brentwood has been lacking for so long, and I felt that there must be, you know, lots of other people that felt exactly the same as myself, finding that, you know, as an inconvenience, really.
So how has it started off? Have you been packed solid, or is it just slow starting?
I would say I was happy with the opening. The first week was, you know, exciting, and the people that did already know that it was coming, came to the shop and was excited about it, etc. August obviously is holiday season and school holidays and what have you, so it's relatively slow, but it's just starting to pick up again now in September. And literally everyone that has walked in has been really pleased with it and said, oh, thanks so much. It's about time we had something nice. So I'm sure that it's gonna do really well in Brentwood.
So where do you see this going? Do you want to make the shop bigger, or are you going to have a chain of these shops? Or would you like a chain of these shops?
I mean, for the future, if that happened, it would be wonderful. But it's not necessarily my plan. You know, my plan was just for me to have a nice business local to home and to provide something for the local community, really, in terms that it's just building up the Brentwood High Street. I really hope that now we've taken the plunge as well, that it might mean that other people do in Brentwood, and we can bring the High Street up to, you know, something nicer for people to come to, not just for coffees, but to also actually shop.
Now, notoriously, any High Street is actually on a downward incline now, if there is such a thing as a downward incline. do you think the online purchasing of people is going to affect you at all, or are you giving a little bit more of a personal service?
I think absolutely. I've been asked constantly what's the website and what have you, and I've said I haven't got one, and for the foreseeable future I'm not planning to have one. Because I really want to provide somewhere for people to actually come, actually look at the clothes, feel them, try them on, and have a look around and see what they want, you know. I think men as well, women tend to be more likely, I think, to just go online and pick loads of bits and pieces and get them ordered through. But I do think men like to, you know, go, so do women, but like to go and actually just see something and you know, pick it out and try on and take home.
It is, to be honest with you, it is refreshing seeing somebody opening up a brand new shop, because there is nothing like that retail feeling you get wandering around and trying different shoes on. And when you buy it online, you lose all that, don't you? You lose it all.
Absolutely. And I think it's been really, really nice that I've really enjoyed just chatting to people. You find that everybody that walks in the shop wants to talk to you as well. So it's been really nice talking to people and helping people and just having a chat and getting to know people. And you can really tell I've already got people that, you know, have come in. I've only been open for less than 8 weeks, and I've got people that have come in for like 3 or 4 times, have a look around, or even buy more than once and what have you. And yeah, it's really nice to actually get to know the people around here.
Well, Faye, thank you very much for coming on this morning. And I might even pop out this afternoon and come and see you.